Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
VisionAware.org is a free, easy-to-use website for adults with vision problems. If you're having trouble seeing and don't know where to turn for answers, VisionAware provides you with expert solutions and advice. Learn about your eye condition. Get practical advice for working with vision loss. Discover how to keep doing all the things you love to do. Find help, hope, and connection at visionaware.org.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We are here at the CSUN 2017 Exhibit Hall, and often we find cool things from people just wandering the Exhibit Hall, which is what happened here. I ran into Mark Trujillo, who is the CEO of Sunu. You may have heard of Sunu, the Sunu Band, which is a wearable that can provide all sorts of information, and Mark's here to tell us all about it. So welcome to the podcast.
Hi, JJ.
So for those who might not be familiar, go ahead and describe a little bit what the Sunu is.
Sure. So the Sunu Band is a sonar smartwatch. It's the first connected device specialized in blind and visually impaired. It's pretty much a navigation tool. So what it does, it has proximity sensor and navigation sensors like compass, accelerometers, gyros, and they work together to provide more information of what's around you to provide a better experience while navigating.
So I put it on a minute ago, and it kind of feels like you're wearing a watch with a band that you can attach or that's attached to it. But there's a couple buttons on it, and there's a proximity sensor. Describe a little bit of the physical description of it.
Right. So it looks, people say it looks like a Fitbit. It's fully black. It has two sides on the two buttons on the side. It has a proximity sensor, which looks like a cylinder metal piece. It's pointing towards the front, and it has also a sensible touch panel. So the interface is very simple, and you can navigate just by sweeping and double tapping like you do with the smartphone. And the buttons is just to get you back home or open the app menu.
Yep, so the one button is the home button. And then on that home screen, you can do things like check the current time. How does that work?
Yes, yeah, so it works similar. We're using a standard vibration system. So a long pulsation will mean 5. And a short pulsation, we mean 1, right? So if it vibrates 1 long and 3 short, that will be 8. So you can sweep down to get the hour or sweep up to get the minutes.
And you're doing that on the touch-sensitive, the touch screen, if you the touch-sensitive panel as you will on the top,
yeah,
and that's
course.
What you can do the time. And then there's other apps, right? So part of the main crux of the Sunu is the actual navigation and alerting you of what's around you.
Sure, the core technology of the Sunu Band is the proximity sensing technology. So we have an ultrasonic transceiver that can detect obstacles up to 15 feet ahead and let you know with pulses how close your obstacle is from you, in which direction it is. And because it is on your wrist, it is very subtle. Just by turning the wrist side to side, you will feel the vibration and interpret what's around you. So it's like a radar, pretty much. And the cool thing about it is that you can actually customize it to your own preferences. So if you connect this to the Sunu app, you can adjust the range, adjust the frequency of the pulsations, adjust the sensibility, even adjust the intensity of the vibration. So every case is different. Everyone has its own preferences. And the idea is to complement the traditional navigation tools like the cane or the guide dog with this tool that can give you more information of what's around.
And you're saying complement, not replace.
Exactly, and that's key.
So you said there's an app. I'm assuming, is that on iPhone and Android, or?
It's currently just an iPhone.
Okay.
But it will be on Android as well.
Okay, and that app, is that the setup process when you first get the watch? Do you open up the app and then do like a search for Bluetooth devices, or how do you?
Right. You do that, and the app automatically looks for the Sunu Band. So as soon as it finds one, you just have to sync with it. Just put your email and your contact info, and it syncs automatically. You get the time from the app as well, so you don't even have to set it up manually. You can just get a start and experience adjusting the proximity sensing and many other apps as well.
So yeah, some of these other apps that you're talking about, what kind of things can you do? I guess you could do fitness tracking, or you can do some other, perhaps work with GPS and.
So currently we just have three main apps. The first one is the time feature, the second one is a proximity sensing, and the third is an article tracking app. So we have our own article tracker, which is like a keychain device you can attach to any personal belonging, your suitcase, your luggage, your cane, and you can track it either from the band or from the Sunu app. The range is about 100 meters. The closer you get, the more it vibrates, and you can make it chirp when you're close. That's the third app. But in the future, we're going to be drawing and partnering with more and more apps. For instance, navigation apps like GPS apps, wayfinding apps. So you can use the interface of the Sunu band to navigate your surroundings, so receiving cues on where to turn, what's in front of you. Also, fitness tracking apps. It's another possibility we are developing right now. So you can now count your steps, know how many calories you burn a day.
Or maybe you don't want to know, but hey, burning them, I guess, is better than taking them in. So if I was a developer of an app and I wanted to make it work better with the Sunu, is that the type of partnership that you're looking for right now?
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yes, because we are looking for developers. And you know, we want to make this platform as flexible as possible. So if anyone comes with a great idea that can work with our hardware, you're welcome to jump in.
Now you're making some of those connections here at CSUN. Have you?
Of course. That's what we do. For instance, like we have talked to many navigation apps like Blind Square, Sendero Group.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see what comes down the pipe. So this is the product that's been talked about for a while, but you've reached production, right?
Right. So we just launched the product a couple of months ago, by the end of December. We actually sold out in the first 2 months.
Nice.
And we are preparing for the next batch to be ready and enhanced in about 6 months.
6 months. Okay. Is the next batch, is it going to be the same features as the original? Are you changing anything between the first and the second round?
We are just enhancing them. So it's going to be the same ones, and we may add another one. So we're probably for the next batch, you'll have the navigation and the connection with the GPS apps.
Okay. The existing users that bought one now, will they be able to upgrade theirs and take advantage of the future app integrations?
Of course. Everything upgrades from the app. So that's a cool thing about the Sunu band. So anything you want to make better, just let us know, and we will work our best to make it better.
How do you charge it? What's the battery life like?
Battery life is 14 hours, continuous use. You charge it underneath this USB slot.
And when you say continuous use, I mean, you're not generally taking the time continuously for 14 hours. So
exactly. It's not vibrating the 14 hours, so it can last for 2 or 3 days.
Sure, before you drop it on the charger. And how much is it?
It's $269.
Okay. So I guess somebody could pre-order it now and then receive it in a few months, or?
Sure. Yes. Let us know. You can contact me at marco@sunu.io.
Okay. Can you spell that just for everybody to make sure?
Marco is MARCO at Sunu, SUNSNANCU.io.
IO. And awesome. There's your website. Thank you so much for showing us the Sunu, and we appreciate it. And good luck.
Thank you, JJ.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.